And welcome back. Sam O'Toole, New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska, joins us. Sam's our go-to guy when it comes to what's going on in machinery and just kind of a general overall tractor sales, so on. Sam, been a while. Glad that we're finally able to see you face-to-face.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
All right, let's get to it. We talked about the land market being so hot. Boy, farm machinery is just, if you got some and it's for sale, it's gone seemingly like that.
We haven't seen things like this for a long, long time, and it seems like it's across the board. Everything's kind of hot. I mean, just can't keep enough of it.
I know it wasn't that long ago we saw a resurgence in four-wheel drive tractors and some other things, and then it was tillage equipment, and you're exactly right. Now, it seems like if you've got something that's in good shape, even if, say, it's a few years old, but if it's not, I mean, if it's just, you know, barely been used, you can almost get more than what maybe paid for originally.
Right, right. We specialize here at New Frontier in, couple-year-old tractors, the John Deere tractors for sale, and we're having trouble, you know, getting enough of them to sell. The new market is so tight right now that everybody's buying couple-year-old used equipment because they can't buy the new.
What we're hearing, are you seeing the same thing where, farmers that are used to kind of always keeping that top and maybe would trade every couple of years, they just can't. So, but they may switch around and maybe still in line for maybe that 1 or 2 year old tractor with lower hours just to kind of keep things moving. So that market is still extremely strong.
Very strong. And on top of those customers, you have customers that haven't bought for many years and have made really good money the last few years, especially last year with all the subsidies and everything. They're in the market to buy that same equipment, so everybody's competing for that same equipment.
As we look to fall, what you think for the short term, almost any piece of equipment, if it's in good shape, is going to be very hot.
You know, yes, combines. We had the last few years of combines. We've had just a huge surplus of them. That surplus is mostly gone on combines. 8R series John Deere tractors are basically non-existent. Even the hay quail, we're getting some of that. It just kind of across the board.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Sam O'Toole, New Frontier Ag, and we're going to take a break, and we'll also talk about financing opportunities and how all that is moving forward as the economy starts opening back up. We'll be back in just a moment. And Sam O'Toole from New Frontier Ag is joining us. We're getting an update on what's going on in the machinery business. It seems like really right now you have good late model equipment, whether it be implements or tractors, combines, still a very hot market. The other thing, Sam, we'd like to talk with you about is you also work on a lot of different financing plans. Where are we at with that? I know, as you talked about, with all the subsidies and other things that came from the government, it really helped farmers kind of take care of some things. What has, if anything, has that done to, say, the financing of this equipment, if you can find it and if you can make it part of your operation?
Well, talking with local bankers, they have a lot of money to loan because a lot of these guys have paid off a lot of debt, and they're willing to get really competitive on equipment loans. Your big players like Diversified, Ag Direct, their low rate financing is some of the lowest we've seen in the last 7 years, probably. Leasing a year ago kind of took a switch and started getting higher and harder to do, and we're seeing that coming back a little too. So all good in the financing side. Very competitive rates and great time to buy.
Well, it seems like maybe now is the time to buy rather than to lease. Do you have some concerns? We keep hearing the Fed may do some changing now to interest rates, because it's been so long and really we're so used to almost dealing with no or very little interest. What might that do to this red hot market?
Well, that could slow it down, definitely. It would just depend on how high that rate would actually go. You know, we've always fluctuated, you know, 3 points here and there, kind of from where we're at, and it doesn't seem to really matter as long as the commodities are good and, you know, they have good money.
Okay. Now, folks want to talk with you. You go all over the country and you have a lot of connections, lining either buyers or sellers up, so how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach us at calling 308-340-8989 or jumping on our website at newfrontierag.com.
All right. Lots of things that you can help them out or answer their questions. So good to see you again. Thanks. We'll do this again.
Nice seeing you.
Sam O'Toole, New Frontier Ag, has joined us. Stay with us. We'll have more in just a moment. All right. So, yeah,